What's up, people? Thank you for joining us once again. This is John Gora bringing you our podcasting today, and our topic today of discussion is the methods that One Nation as a podcast is going to use to empower youths to change the way the youths, the women, the marginalized community view themselves today to what they will view themselves tomorrow. We have read about success, and many people have always been talking about success. Everybody wants to succeed in life. Oh, everybody, your wish and my wish is to succeed in life. Nobody has ever wished not to succeed in life. But most often, we lose hope and we find other means, or we try to reach out to people when we cannot reach our goals. We cannot meet our targets. We turn to other people. More so, people turn to politicians. We turn to the rich, those who we think are better than us. We try to turn to them to elevate ourselves, to succeed or meet our targets. But none of these people will ever come to our rescue, as from out of our rags. We are in rags to stay. As long as we take all our effort, we take all our mind, we take all our hopes into them. The first thing is to embrace ourselves. The first thing to accept ourselves and believe in ourselves and realize that success is inborn. Success is an attitude. Success is an approach. It is redefining yourself and doing a self-awareness by assessing yourself. It is praying and praying and praying without ceasing. It is just asking God of what you need, because success will only come your way if you realize that you are the one who is succeeding in this and you're not succeeding with any other person. And success is not a measure of money or wealth, but success is a measure of the happiness that is carried in your heart. It is the passion that you live with that takes you across and across the boundaries from one place to another. That kind of happiness that you wake up in the morning and smile to what you receive first from your bed. If you can wake up and spread your bed, believing and realizing that when you leave this house and you're coming back, the only thing that you can get comfort in is that bed. So once it is spread and it's left neat, when you're leaving your house, that's the beginning of success. That's the beginning of succeeding in life. It is what you take. It is the step that you make immediately you wake up from sleep. The first thing we have to pray and thank God for life, because so many people that slept with you the other night never woke up. So success is just happiness that is within us, happiness that we stay with, happiness that we walk with. Are you able to smile? Are you able to look at yourself in the mirror and see the person looking at you smiling? Are you happy with the person you're seeing across or on the side of the mirror? So we need to empower the youths. We need to open the minds of youths and explain to them what success means, so that they will take it as an advantage. They will take it upon them to realize that they don't need to have a lot of money. They don't need to have a lot of cars or guzzlers. They don't need to be showering or maybe walking in money or walking in luxurious shoes or clothes to see themselves as successful people. They are those who are walking in gold shoes, those who are having money as their mattresses or their blankets, but they've never succeeded in life. So the following, I'm going to take you step by step on ways or how we're going to do this to the youths. One and most important way that we are going to look at is educative talks. We are going to give educative talks
in terms of helping youth to realize that it is the skills that is needed today. It's not all about education. Education is a foundation that opens your mind to think critically, that opens your mind to understand how to move things across one place to another, how to make a decision. It opens your mind to be able to accumulate in a capacity that you are not in before you get education. But it is not everything. It is not what is going to give you work. It is not what is going to give you food. The market, or the job market that we have today, is very competitive. And unless somebody takes time to learn new skills on a daily basis, you tend to lose track of getting your success. We are going to educate youths on how to volunteer. Why volunteer? Why is volunteering much important in the life of the youths, the women, all these marginalized communities? Through volunteer, we get new skills. We meet new people. We go to events where there are different kinds of people. And once we interact with this kind of people, we get new knowledge. We get new experience. We get new tactics and methods of doing things. So we will teach the youths on how and the importance of volunteering. We will teach them the importance of sharing once you are in an event, or even just attending the event itself. And through our Facebook page, I am sharing a lot of events that are happening, and more so this to the Kenyan community, the Kenyan youth. I share a lot of these kind of events to the Kenyan youth so that they can understand, they can realize how important this kind of volunteering events or visiting these events, participating in these events, are important. So I use my Facebook page to share each and every event that happens, be it in Mombasa, in Nairobi, in Kisumu, in Siaya, each and every part of Kenya. Because of the connections I have with those people who are on the ground, once I get the events that have been scheduled, like for example, in February 9th, there's an event that is going to take place, and this is a workshop event that youths are going to be taught how to venture into business, how to be an entrepreneur. It is an event that is going to take place on 9th of February this year. And it's an event that has been organized by a Global Youth Forum in conjunction with the University of Nairobi, Mombasa campus. So such kind of events, we are going to share with the youths. We are going to even tell the youths the importance of attending such kind of things, even if it means to use money for registration fees, to use money for food, to use money for transport. These are just some little token of money that you use, because the most important thing is what you're going to get out of it. We are going to visit schools, and with schools, I mean high schools, the universities, the colleges, the technical colleges. We'll visit these places, have straight talks, to prepare these students, to prepare these young boys and girls to transition between coming out of high school to getting to college. In between, what are they going to do? What are they supposed to do? What is important to realize or to know between that transition of getting out of high school to college? What are you going to do in between? Not most of us have money to go straight away to college. Some of us are so humble, or are coming from a very humble background, that going straight away from high school to college takes time. So what do you do with that time in between? And how do you prepare your way to come out of high school, come out of college, to enter into the world? You went through a college, you trained, you graduated, you are outside the world. What are you gonna do? So we need to visit these places. In fact, it's not much of we need, but we are going to visit these places and have straight talks, have teenage counseling, give public speeches, and talk to these children, listen to them, debate with them, and try help them to see the importance of doing something or doing anything, as long as it is in line with whatever your passion and your ambition has, to make you have what we call experience. Because the job market of today doesn't look about the papers. Everyone has papers. So what matters is the experience. So we are going to use this as One Nation Radio to try and help youths in this way. Our third way is inviting guests to our station. We are going to invite guests to our podcast from across the world. These guests will come from HR background, they will come from leadership background, they will come from marketing background, they will come from entrepreneurial background, political background, religious background. We will have to take everybody. We'll have to invite job seekers, we'll have to invite recruiters, we'll have to invite even those who are achievers, big business personalities, and even the small business personalities, to know how they elevated, how they moved from one step to another, such that the youths, the women, and also the vulnerable people can take their time to listen to these people, to check and understand how things are done. Check and understand why it is important to be what they are, why you need to remain yourself. You know, the biggest problem with our society today is trying to look at somebody as your mentor, and instead of taking what is in him, or instead of taking what is important or something that is unique in him, you want to be like them. You can never be like another person. You can only take what is in him and make yourself better, but you can never be them. You can never also hope a bigger hope, a bigger ambition that is very much far away from you. It will drain you. It will make you lose hope. It will discourage you. So these people will come to our panel, we'll talk to them, we'll interrogate them, we'll interview them, we'll give them time to speak, we'll give them time to talk to the youths, the women, and the vulnerable communities and all marginalized communities, such that we can know, we can become a one nation. We can come from that vulnerability. We can come from that poverty, as it is called. Though I don't like to use that term, it's humility. It is a humble background. We can come from a humble background to be in a ground where it's level. We are going to talk about, this is our number, the fourth point. We are going to talk about youth leadership. We are going personally, as a strategic leader, I have so much important topics to discuss in terms of leadership. Youth leadership is most important in the world today. In this world we live today, as not unless youths will accept to take leadership roles, women will accept to take leadership roles, we are not going to elevate. We are not going to succeed. It is end time for you, our leaders of tomorrow. My brothers and sisters, it is the last time we're gonna put our ears and listen to this term year in, year out, that youths are leaders of tomorrow. It will never happen. We have to decree and accept and start from with the passion, with dedication, with persistence, with consistency, that we are leaders of today, and we are going to take responsibilities. We are going to take chances to lead those people who think that we are leaders of tomorrow. We have the power because we are young. We have the energy. We have the technological know-how. We have the knowledge. And we have the wisdom. What we lack is the authority. And that's what we have to strive to have and take and make sure that we are in leadership. Women and youths must take responsibility to be in leadership. We are going to train youths on how to take responsibilities in leadership. Creating platform of uniting recruiters with job seekers. This is our fifth point. We are going to create a platform where we will invite recruiters, we'll invite job seekers. For example, we can take like two job seekers and we will invite them to our podcast. We will try to interview them on our podcast. We will spread it across all the channels. We will roll it down. We will try to get job recruiters, sorry. We'll try to look through online job sites, those who are recruiting, jobs that aligns with these job seekers, and try to unite them. As long as the experience and the requirements are fit to fill such kind of positions, we are going to use this podcast to unite recruiters with the job seekers. We'll interview a job seeker. In a week, we will interview one or two, and we will try to look for employers, recruiters, for that one job seeker, and make sure that these two people unite. This is a method that I have decided that I'm gonna use. I will use it. I will test it. And once it works, I'm still in the lab trying to find out the best application that we can use to do this. But I'm going to use my podcast to help job seekers unite with the recruiters by interviewing the job seekers and looking for our recruiters, making sure that each and every requirement is fit and is completely consumed by the job seeker, and try and bring these people together. By this, I particularly talking about the Gulf. The Gulf and part of Africa. The eastern part of Africa and the Gulf. Several people doesn't know what Gulf means, but the Gulf, this just means the Middle East. Countries like UAE, Bahrain, Qatar, and Kuwait, and Oman. We're gonna help people. We're gonna help job seekers. We're gonna help recruiters to get job seekers. It's not everybody that's gonna get this kind of offer, but we will choose one job seeker or two job seekers per week. We'll interview them on our podcast. We will spread it on all the platforms and try and look for a recruiter and unite these two people. These are the ways that we are going to use to make sure that the youths, the women, and the marginalized community are helped to wake up from sleep, to realize that they are just as important as those people who are driving guzzlers and passing them where they are suffering, but returning back during the times when they want to use them to elevate, to use them as a ladder to get positions. For example, let us talk about politicians. What does a politician do when he wants to get into politics? He comes with the handouts. He issues and dishes handouts to the voters. The voters, because of the agility, because of that kind of hopelessness and vulnerability, maybe they never had lunch for almost maybe a week, they take small handouts. After getting the handouts, they vote this kind of a politician because he issued handouts. What has never entered into the mind of a voter who votes a person who gave handouts is that you are indebting yourself. You are indebting yourself. You are taking a loan from this politician. You are taking a loan from this guy without knowing. And when these people take responsibilities and take positions, the best thing that they can do with your resources, with your money, with your fund, with the tax that you pay, from the money, from the handout that you were given, is to get back his money. I never crucify politicians for that. We have encouraged politicians to be corrupt. During campaigns, politicians give handouts, and it's millions and millions of money. Take for instance, I will talk about Kenya. A politician, like a president, is voted by around 45 million people, or 45 million voters. 45 million voters, it takes 5 good months of campaigning across the country to make sure that a president gets the total votes that are required, which is 50 plus 1% to elevate to the state house. So if this kind of a politician is gonna dish money, he has to make sure that he gives money to 45 million voters. And it doesn't happen in a single day. They campaign for 5 straight months on a daily basis, and they dish that cash. I want to ask you a simple question and calculate with me. If we are 45 million people, and each and every day you dish out, the president dishes out 45 million. For 30 days, if you multiply this one by 45 by 30 days, you're gonna get roughly, let's say 135. So that is approximately 135 million per month. If you calculate this money, within 5 months, calculate it by yourself and get the sum of that money. Then look at the luxurious chain of vehicles, the motorcade and whatever they use, the facilities, the resources that they use to campaign, the portals, the people that are around them, the fuel they consume, and multiply all this money. And ask yourself, the salary that these people are gonna get within 5 years, is it enough to return them their money? Is it enough to give them profit back? It is not. And therefore, the only thing that they have to do is to be corrupt, is to steal. Steal until the last single coin you have that you go to purchase a sweet from a canteen or from a cold store or from a shop, whichever name you use. My brothers and sisters, it is a time that we have to change our mind. It is a time that we have to redefine the way we think. It is a time that we need to believe in yourself before you believe in any other person. Love yourself. Have a passion with what you want to do. Know that there is no one, nobody apart from God will ever take you out of your poverty. Thank you for listening, guys. This is One Nation. If I sing One Nation, and when we sing One Nation, the world unites. You know why the world unites. Peace be with you, and peace be with the world. We are one people. We are United Nations.